Welcome to AM Best Audio.
TransUnion has just released its first quarter insurance personal lines trends and perspectives report. The report finds that personal and auto insurance shopping is likely to increase in 2024 due to several market factors. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stoddard Deal, Vice President, Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. Stoddard, so glad you could join us today.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
So, Stoddard, what are the market factors leading to the increase in auto insurance shopping?
Yeah, certainly, John. So, yeah, auto insurance shopping reached an all-time high in 2023, and we don't see anything blocking a continued momentum going into 2024. As we look at the market, many carriers, no surprise, rate activity has been significantly up as loss cost inflation has been at record highs. But we're beginning to see many carriers signal signs, either overall or within key markets, that they've achieved rate adequacy, that they're starting to achieve their target profitability measures, and are even signaling some signs of return to targeted marketing. At the same time, we know that some carriers are still working on getting their rate levels to an adequate perspective. So we do expect that rate activity will continue into 2024. So the two things that we see keeping shopping up as we head into 2024 are one, continued rate actions as the market continues to narrow the gap between loss cost inflation and overall rate level. And then secondly, for those carriers that have achieved target profitability, they're going to return to marketing, and that's going to cause consumers to shop and respond to offers.
So what were some of the other key findings in the report, Stoddard?
So a couple of key findings. It's interesting. We offer a couple of cuts by shopping behavior by credit-based insurance score band. So we group the market into three cohorts. And an interesting trend that we've seen in the last, call it 18 months, is that the proportion of shoppers in the 701 plus credit-based insurance score group. These are the highest score but lowest risk consumers are making up a majority or the largest subset of insurance shoppers. They ended the fourth quarter at 36%. Now, traditionally, we would see the inverse, where you would see low credit-based insurance score consumers or higher risk consumers driving shopping activity. We believe that shift occurred over the last 18 to 24 months with the broad-based rate activity that's taken place across the market. So carriers, in order to get their rate levels in an adequate position, were taking a majority of the rate within the base rate change, which was impacting every customer. And we believe that that better risk consumer were receiving rate changes that they weren't used to receiving, you know, in historic past, and that was driving them to shop. A second key finding, I would say, is a measure of shopping intensity that we included in the report. And that is the average number of carriers that consumers shop with when they do shop. And we saw that measure peak in, early to mid 2021, as consumers were coming out of the COVID pandemic with work from home and shelter in place orders in place. You know, we saw overall from a macro perspective across all industries, digital shopping, digital commerce peaked throughout the pandemic. And we saw that with insurance shopping. When consumers were shopping, they were shopping around. Since then, we've seen shopping intensity return to sort of pre-pandemic levels. So while consumers are still shopping and it's in an all-time high, they're doing it in a way where they're shopping at fewer carriers when they do shop.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
It sounds like customer loyalty isn't what insurers would hope that it would be, especially among their most valuable customers.
Well, it is, and you know, loyalty and the things that consumers value from their insurer sort of vary by different consumer segments. So consumers that need more than one line of coverage, who have more than one insurable asset to insure, still value coverage options and features. But across most consumer segments, and this is based on surveys we've done, price remains the number one driver for auto insurance. So, you know, while coverage options and loyalty are important, again, it's more important to some segments than others, but insurers are sure striving to, you know, make their services more sticky for their customers.
Oh, no surprises as far as price goes, I guess, when you look at what's going on in insurance advertising these days, and that's what they seem to be driving home is the price.
Right.
So, any surprises in the report?
You know, I wouldn't say surprises so much. I guess one thing, you know, the two things that I mentioned earlier around shopping intensity and the continued shift of the profile of shoppers to a better, a lower risk, better insurance score spectrum, you know, continue to be new trends that we're seeing in the market. And, you know, I think this year is going to be an interesting year as, again, some part of the market are able to pivot and shift to more of targeted customer acquisition through returning to marketing spend, while others are going to still need to work on getting their overall rate levels adequate. So I think it's going to be sort of a transition year as we look at least into the personal auto market.
So what should insurers be taking away from this quarter's report?
Yeah, so, you know, in the latter part of the report, we talk about the need for insurers to, as they restart their consumer marketing efforts, we know that it's going to have to be in an efficient manner. They likely aren't going to return to the full spend that they saw before, you know, the hard market emerged. And, you know, what we understand, too, along with the shopping intensity measure is that while consumer shopping is still high, you need to be very targeted in your offers because and seek the right segments to gain response because consumers aren't shopping around at the pace with the number of carriers per shopping event like they were in the past. And we believe that's sort of a holistic approach. It's an approach of ensuring that your customer data, whether it's for your existing customers or your target customers, is cleansed and up to date. You know, from a data hygiene perspective, you've cleansed the data, you've filled in missing contact information, you've got more up-to-date contact information as marketing strategies are shifting from mail to digital. And then that they're leveraging the latest data and analytic capabilities to build and segment marketing audiences as, again, they shift their strategies more from a broad-based direct mail to a more digital marketing campaign strategy.
Stoddard, great to speak with you today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Again, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
That was Stoddard Deal, Vice President, Strategic Planning for TransUnion's Insurance Business. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.